This is a Nacho Radio Podcast.
Hello there.
It's not only a Nacho Radio Podcast, I'd argue it's the only Nacho Radio Podcast.
Well, now.
There were others.
Yes, there were.
Right now, it's this one. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, this is my partner, Darren, and Don is on the phone.
Of course, of course.
Now, welcome to the show.
Did I hear this right?
Okay.
That Chicago White Sox Tim Anderson won a batting title?
Sure did.
Huh.
Sure did. Won the batting. Yeah, American League and frankly, Major League.
Really?
Had a better average
than
that.
What did he hit?
320-something?
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Abreu's the RBI leader in the American League as well.
I don't think they even look at those numbers anymore.
Well, they ought to.
Batting average and RBIs.
Yeah, I can't wait for next.
They're just too weighted. Those of us in the know, us money ballers,
well, I know
that stuff doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
I'm more interested in the angle of the ball coming off the bat.
Mets just firing their manager.
What was the speed of velocity? What was your bat philosophy? It's like, huh?
Well, let me ask you this. Who are your Cubs gonna hire for their manager? Because it looks like this Joe Girardi.
Jeffrey Ross.
He's going to. That's who it's going to be. They're going to hire this.
Not David Ross.
Oh,
Jeffrey Ross.
The really, the roast master. Okay, that makes sense.
Joe Girardi's going where?
Looks like Joe Girardi is going to the Mets. They just fired Mickey. Gee, Mickey. So Girardi's going to be the manager of the Mets, is the rumor.
You would think Joe Madden would be going to the Angels.
That seems like a done deal.
Spent most of his career, or a big chunk of it.
Drink wine and act hip out there, and it won't seem so jive. He'll just be a regular guy.
When the hell does the baseball season begin anyway?
It'll seem jive. It just won't seem jive for the first year or two.
Yeah. Were you okay with Joe Madden getting chased out of town?
Yeah, whatever.
I'll
roll with the changes. Thank you, KC.
I would just think that, you know, the fact that this guy won the World Series for the Cubs and he can get run out of town doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, he did what he could to not, but
it's true. You forget that was extra innings in the game seven
of
the World
Series.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, he did get one, so there you go.
Yeah. You would think that he would be good to go forever. Like, if I had won the World Series as a manager of the Cubs, I wouldn't leave town. I would just walk around collecting free meals everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he likes to pay for his meals.
Here's the check, Mr. Madden.
Oh, no, no, no.
There'll be no payment. I won the World Series in 2016.
I suppose at that point, if you're constantly getting meals bought for you or comped, how often do you actually end up walking out on tabs that they did actually expect you to pay?
We're not baseball fans.
But it's like, I don't pay, though. Well, this police officer over here would like to speak to you. Well, if you guys hadn't trained me turn it into this behavior of mine.
I get a text today from a buddy. I'm not going to name the buddy because I don't want to get him in trouble at work. But I get a text from a buddy today. This is at 8:55. I don't want to say where he works. I don't want to say his name.
That would give it away.
Yeah, I don't want.
Well, if you say his name, that would give it away.
To say his name. That would reveal my source.
You're good at this.
This is a text I got at 8:55 this morning. It says there are two texts I want to share with you. Okay.
Right.
The first text is an Elvis impersonator is coming today, and everything is at a fever pitch.
All right.
So they're doing some event where Elvis impersonator was coming into work.
We should be able to figure this out. Where was Elvis today?
An Elvis impersonator was going to an event at my friend's work. And he could work anywhere as far as you know.
Do they work at Sonic?
I don't want... Yes, it's my buddy that works at Sonic, yes. So I say, well, that's the greatest text ever.
Good.
And he follows up with this. He is here. He then names the Elvis impersonator.
Mm-hmm.
And he is always slightly in character. His wife carries sugar for him because we don't have the right type.
Hmm.
So there's an Elvis impersonator whose wife's job it is to carry sugar.
Did you guys cover up the TVs? Does he shoot out TVs?
Was that a thing that Elvis was known for?
Shooting up TVs.
No, eating sugar, but it's got to be the right kind of sugar. What is that? His wife carries the sugar because we don't have the right type here.
Is it Elvis's type of sugar?
I don't know. I have so many questions. He is here.
Elvis He's only ate one kind of sugar. How much sugar do you need if you're going to be somewhere for an hour?
Enough that the wife has to carry
a big, like a pound bag?
His wife carries sugar for him because we don't have the right type.
How do you find that out?
I don't know.
Was there an advanced team?
Is that in the writer for this Elvis impersonator who does corporate gigs?
What kind of sugar you guys got there?
On Thursdays? Well,
the white kind? What's he like? Raw sugar?
I don't
raw
know.
Raw brown sugar?
Hey, let me ask you this. Before I come and do my bit there, what kind of sugar you guys got there?
And by the way, where my friend works, not a place where you would have sugar. Like, he doesn't work at a cookie factory, okay?
So this is not a...
Wherever you work... I don't know what kind of sugar you have there.
This wasn't an email or text from the shameless chocoholic.
No. Just a buddy who wanted me to know that an Elvis impersonator was on the way, and that where he works, everything was at a fever pitch. Elvis impersonator is coming today, and everything is at a fever pitch. He is here. He is always slightly in character. His wife carries sugar for him because we don't have the right type.
What do you mean he's slightly in character? He kind of half-asses it if he's just...
Wouldn't that prompt you
to dress up as Colonel Parker?
Why aren't there any Colonel Parker impersonators once you get to a certain age? That's a good point.
Or dress up like Elvis's mama and see what that does to him.
Mama, say you mama.
Climbs off the stage, gives her a big hug.
That's my dead mama. Wait a minute, I'm dead too. Does he pretend like all of this is just heaven?
Or that he's a zombie. Elvis.
Zombie.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know this. Everything was at a fever pitch. They were very excited. They were having Elvis come in and perform for them today at my buddy's work.
Well, that's...
And his wife comes with the impersonator to carry his sugar because that's the kind of sugar that...
Doesn't carry his water.
No.
Carries his sugar.
Yeah, well, I called ahead and you guys didn't have the sugar that I like, so that's why I brought my wife along.
What? Huh?
Does he just eat handfuls of sugar?
Oh, is he a hummingbird? I don't know. Some sort of sugar bear?
She carries around a hummingbird feeder.
Here you go, E. Oh, good, Elvis. Good. Get lots of sugar. You got a big performance today. It's Thursday, and you're doing a corporate gig for some reason. Elvis lookalike in the news for stealing a fake vagina from a New Zealand sex shop.
Well, he's always somewhat in character.
A man bearing a strong resemblance to Elvis... has been accused of stealing, again, this fake vagina.
So we don't know... Wait a minute. So we don't know that this guy is an impersonator. This guy just looks like Elvis.
Yes. Elvis lookalike stole the fake vagina from the Peaches and Cream sex store in suburban Auckland, New Zealand, after a failed attempt to purchase it. Let's see. It's called the sex toy is called Like a Virgin.
Why wouldn't they let him buy it?
It says here he was very energetic and erratic, going around the shop, talking a lot. He brought the fake vagina up to the counter, but his card declined, according to somebody that works there at the store.
I see.
The man, whose Elvis-like characteristics included slicked back black hair and large sunglasses.
Hello, Larry.
It says here, rather incongruously teamed with a high visibility vest. He then ran out of the shop with a $62 sex toy in his hand. New Zealand police say that they got the report of this theft at the store on September the 23rd. The store is frustrated with repeated shoplifting incidents. They've posted pictures from their in-store camera on social media. I'll be damned if this guy isn't the spin image of Elvis Presley. Is it possible that Elvis isn't dead, that he's in New Zealand, and he's stealing sex toys? I don't know, but I do know that there are crimes similar to this happening right here in the United States of America. Mm. Here's from the New York Daily News. Burglar steals foot-long sex toy from 38-year-old woman's house.
So domestic theft.
This is happening here. Now, this burglar does not look anything like Elvis, but a woman in southern Brunswick County reported a break-in. She says they took jewelry, coins, a makeup bag, an Amazon Fire Stick. Now, that's something you watch television with. That's not a marital aid. And then a foot-long electric vibrator wand. The missing items, including the $30 sex toy, are valued at $450
apiece. This is a sex toy from the Amazon.
Well, you would... I don't understand a lot about how this stuff works. A foot long seems like you... Do you really need it to be a foot long? Right? That's... That seems...
You need it up in your chest?
I don't know.
I'd really like to get this up into my sternum, if possible.
I had some bread go down the wrong pipe. I'm trying to push it back out. A robbery reported just after 7:30 last Wednesday. Police are searching for this man or woman responsible for the reported robbery. The suspect could be looking at charges of larceny and breaking and entering. Brunswick County Police not really giving any more information. But yeah, that's a thing. Sex toy theft, apparently. Mm. And sometimes it's... The
latest
it's,
fad.
No, that's a sugar I really like. Thank you very much. Does he say that as he exits the sex toy shop? Thank you very much.
Even though I'm running.
That Judy Garland movie that I struggled to talk about on the last episode? That's in theaters, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Nobody was interested in seeing it.
Really?
Yeah. It didn't do very well at the movie theaters. Is it interesting to you that they released it around Halloween
well,
time?
Well, I was thinking how strange it would be if the two of us went and saw it.
The Judy Garland movie?
Right.
Yeah.
Being that we're such big fans, but...
I'll go see it. You want to go see a matinee sometime? I'm all on board.
Yeah, I just...
I would go see it. It's called Judy. And...
Okay. When does she get crazy?
I guess the
like
movie...
right off the bat?
The movie
crazy.
Takes...
Crazy.
The movie takes place in the winter of 1968.
That'll do it.
That's right around the time you were terrified of her, right?
That's exactly right.
Right? Right before you're about to turn four and you think
yes,
Judy Garland's
coming to get you?
Yes,
because that would have been the last Christmas we had in the old house.
So it makes sense to
you. That I don't remember being afraid. I got past it by the time we moved to the new house.
So this
and that would have been November of 69.
What an oddly specific time of year for them to make the movie about.
Christmas,
and release
well, there's a
Halloween.
Lot of holiday parties. There'll be a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
Christmas, December of 68.
She's out of her mind, apparently. But yeah, this thing did not do very well at the box office.
Well.
So if you want to go see it as like a matinee, I mean, I don't know if I want to go see it today, but eventually... Or we just wait a couple of weeks for it to be on the video.
Listen, we're just a couple dudes here to see Judy.
Listen, if you think the entirety of people buying the tickets for the Judy Garland movie aren't two dudes going together, then you're crazy. That's who's going to see that movie. Now, our circumstances are different, but, you know, in a way, we are partners.
See?
Let's get into the top five thing, shall we?
We should. The Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Factory of Fear, the Quad City's only year-round haunt located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, open Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Halloween. They'll be open again this weekend with over 20 minutes spent within the Fear. The Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction is celebrating 25 years of Fear. Tickets are available in advance if you'd like to get those on the website at factoryoffear.com. $15 gets you in. VIP tickets are $20. Last year, the Factory of Fear underwent a 100% remodel, which included 30-plus rooms and more twisted characters. This year, they added almost 5,000 square feet to the haunt. Factory of Fear, the only Illinois top 10 haunt in the Quad Cities, reviewed by HauntedIllinois.com. And a Voter's Choice Top 10 Haunted House, the longest running and most decorated haunt in the Quad Cities, Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, and online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Again, they are open on Fridays and Saturdays from 7 till midnight, and Sundays and Halloween from 7 till 10. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please do so. Use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscar's Pub, $2.50 domestic bottles and wells and $5 glasses of wine Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. Don't miss their live music Wednesdays every Wednesday from 7 till 10 at Oscar's Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. And the podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their barbecued chicken cheesesteak.
Now you're talking.
Premium grilled chicken with provolone cheese topped with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and crispy cheddar onions. It's absolutely delicious. Get it today. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food.
Hey, and if you're looking for their truck, the yes. Capriotti's food truck, I have a schedule I'd like to share with you.
Absolutely.
Now, this will be for next week. October 8th, they're going to be at John Deere Seating, 11 to 1. So that'll be a nice thing for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. On Wednesday the 9th, they're at K&K Hardware from 11 to 1, and then at Crawford Brewworks from 5 to 8. And then on Thursday the 10th, it looks like they're at McCarthy Bush from 11 to 1.
Nice and easy.
James
is busy. If you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I love it.
Dave and Darren.
Number one.
Number one on your top five things. This woman gets a couch, picks it up at a thrift store, mm-hmm. like a Goodwill, right?
Yes.
She finds this watch in the couch that she buys. Now, she buys the couch 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just now decides it's time to maybe go on the couch and do some digging around and cleaning out of the couch. Sitting on the couch, drops her phone, sticks her hand into the between the cushions mm-hmm. to retrieve the phone,
mm-hmm.
and pulls out the phone, but it's not the phone, it's a watch.
Yes.
Upon closer inspection, she realizes, wait a minute, this is a Rolex. So she says to her dad, she goes, is this your Rolex? You'd be the only one.
Yes, it is.
And dad says...
I've been looking for that for quite some time. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yes, quite.
I'll just put that in my pocket here.
So her dad's 92 years old. Mm-hmm. She says, is this your watch? And he says, you know I don't have enough money for a Rolex.
Yeah.
Turns out this watch is a vintage Rolex Daytona 6241 Paul Newman. In the world of vintage Paul watches, Newman.
It's like the watch.
That's the watch, right? The very most expensive watch ever was Paul Newman's very own version of this, which went on sale in 2017 and went for $15.5 million.
His watch?
Yeah. So this wasn't the one that Paul Newman owned, but still, pretty nice find. Ended up selling it. Again, this is a watch that she found in a couch that she bought for $25. She sells the watch for $250,000. $250,000.
Uh-huh.
Because she found this Paul Newman watch. And there was no record of who donated the couch. Like, she felt like, well, I should probably let... This isn't
but
mine.
But 4 years.
There was no record of whose watch it is.
Four
no record
years,
of whose couch it is.
Do you have to do that digging?
Well, I guess she wanted to do the right thing, but there's no way of knowing whose watch it was. So she sold the watch. Again, this is a Rolex
Anybody
Daytona.
Anybody know whose couch that was 4 years ago?
Well,
no
I tried.
Is your answer. Thank you.
$250,000 she found.
Not bad.
Digging around in her couch. Isn't that something else? Something that she got at a thrift store for $25. So they asked her, what are you going to do?
Pulled up a couple more cushions. Robert Redford's down there.
Oh, that's weird. You really are the hole-in-the-wall gang. What are you doing down there? The watch sells for $250,000. So they ask her, what are you going to do with all that money?
Yeah.
And her answer
Gonna get
is,
my dad a watch.
She says,
Timex.
Nope. She says two things. Quote, buy a house and get a boob job. In that order. Buy a house.
Not the biggest house.
Just big enough for my new fake boobs.
Well, this is what I would do.
Yeah?
Get the boob job first. And then see what you have left over. As opposed to getting the house and seeing what you have left over.
Right.
I'm going to get a $400 boob job.
Right.
Hmm.
That's good financial advice.
Two.
Don't do it backwards.
Don't do it the other way.
No,
and find out. I'm going to get a $28 boob job.
That's all the money I had. I bought this stupid house.
For $250,000.
In Canada, a man has lost his job as a dental hygienist. And the reason he lost his job as a dental hygienist is he was having sex with his patient And
a patient.
Yes, when they find out a patient. When they find out that you're having sex as a dental hygienist up there in Canada, that is an immediate forfeiture of your license.
Spit, please.
Right? So he had to immediately forfeit his license. That's what he does for a living, mm-hmm. is dental hygienist. It's worth pointing out.
Now, does he work in conjunction with a dentist? Or are there...
Well, you don't go door to door as a dental hygienist,
well,
do you?
Well, I was just going to say, are there standalone dental hygienists where all you go in for is like cleanings?
Mm. I don't know that that's a thing.
I've always found them to be in conjunction with an actual dentist.
Usually, yes. This guy lost his license, again, for sleeping with his patient. It is worth pointing out.
In the office, or...?
Yeah, yeah. No, where does he sleep with his patient? Where was he having sex with his patient?
And it was consensual?
Well, this is the part of the story that gets it in the top five things. The patient is his wife. What? But the rules up there are... You cannot have sex with your
anyone that
you do dental. Well, I don't even know if that's a patient, dental hygienist, client. What is that?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose you're a patient. This guy, dental hygienist, lost his license after treating his wife. Alexandru Tanase lost his license after a years-long case.
Well, who brought this? Into his conduct. Who brought this up? Infraction.
Well, this is it. This is.
I have a grievance.
A complaint was filed with the College of Dental Hygienists in Ontario.
By who?
This is it. He had a... The patient was his fiancée at the time, and now it's his wife. And the laws up there prevent hygienists from having sexual relationships with a patient. This is in Ontario.
Oh, boy. You would think that they would have their stuff together better than
and
that.
Now, he can't get a license to do dental hygiene because he's been labeled by the college up there a sexual abuser. So he did the hygiene, the dental hygiene, on his fiancée, right. Now wife. He can't get a job now.
You would think he'd have a grievance.
He argues that if he was a dentist and had done the same thing, there would have been no consequences. The law says nothing about dentists, but dental patients, but dental hygienists for some reason.
Anti-dentite.
Dentists in Ontario and dental hygienists in every province but Ontario and New Brunswick are exempt from this rule. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's a wild one.
It's part of their professional boundaries up there. And now this guy is calling on the government to change the law. He says he should have double-checked information from a colleague that a proposed law change hadn't happened when, in fact, it had.
Hey, if
had
you're not you're busy doing... Could you look in face routine? Could you look into this for me?
It was Arabian Nights, and I was going to a party for Arabian Nights. I'm just really sorry. Real sorry.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport. Check it out, 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement rings. Starting at just their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30. And Saturday, 10 till 3, check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. They offer free cleanings while they can.
Yeah, no,
they're very above board.
You won't get in trouble for that.
No, and inspections. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. When you're there, make a purchase and mention Nacho Radio, and you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscar's Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. We're getting ever closer to their beer fest. That's going to be coming up on Saturday, October 12th, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's bread-eating, nugget-eating contest, and live music from The Betterman and Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy of Sex and Beer fame. You can get your tickets in advance by going to the Facebook page. They have a link. It's going to cost you $5 as opposed to $10 day of.
Well, get them now.
Get
then.
The deal at Oscar's like Pub. Turtles. And the podcast is originating, as it always says, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. As Dave was mentioning, the food truck is going to be out and about. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or you can email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you're just there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number four.
Today's a big day for me. It's a Thursday, and in our neighborhood...
The third?
Yes, October 3rd, all day long.
All right.
It's a big day for me in my home because every other Thursday is when I get ready for garbage day and recycling day.
I sit my family
down every Thursday and I say, this is a big deal.
What do we need?
We need to make sure that we get rid of everything we need to get rid of. It's a big day, as you all know. I have this conversation with them every other week. So as you all know,
it's recycling day.
It's recycling night, so let's make sure we have everything taken care of. I take that job very seriously. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than that feeling. And it tends to happen, I think more often than not, on the Friday following, or the Saturday, I should say, following a three-day weekend, where it's like Memorial Day or Labor Day, and then they pick up the trash on Saturday as opposed to Friday. Mm-hmm. And you're it's a Saturday, you're sleeping in.
I hear the truck!
And then you hear the truck, and you go running out there. And
but do you fill up the recycling bin every 2 weeks?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, do you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we don't.
No.
It's
part of
all the recycling that you're doing?
Well, part of it is I dig the every day you bring over an aluminum can and you throw it in our garbage can rather than a recycling bin. So every day I have to fish that out.
Where is it at?
It's directly behind where you throw the.
I'll stop doing that.
I thought you were being passive aggressive about something. I didn't know that it was. I thought you were doing it on purpose. Because when you open it up, there's clearly recycling and garbage, and you clearly throw the aluminum in the garbage.
I didn't. I swear, I'd never noticed there's something behind the garbage.
I thought you. This is like a grievance you had against me, and you were
really.
I thought you were just being a little passive aggressive about something. Every day, I take your Pepsi can or your Arnold Palmer, and I move it from the garbage into the recycling.
I didn't know that. So you're saying I'm the one filling up your recycling?
You're responsible for 6 to sometimes 8 cans every other week.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, show me. Show me after the show.
I'll walk you through it.
Okay. But it's okay if I throw it in the recycling place.
Oh, I wish you would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, just, you know.
Or do you just want me to take the can with you? Just take the can with you.
This is it. I mean, I'm the people in my house are very vocal about recycling anything that has numbers on it. You know, do you look at the bottom of plastics to see what number it has?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, everything that can be recycled in this house gets recycled.
But it all gets dumped in the same place. You've seen the trucks go by.
I know, it's...
You've seen the trucks go by and they dump it all into the same container.
No, I know that, but as far as... But it doesn't go to the landfill, although some would argue it does. Mm. But the worst is when you're in bed and you hear that truck... And you run out there, and then it's too late. And now
you start chasing the truck.
And it seems to be no. I've never done that. I have, and then I have once or twice, depending on what side of the street they do first. Like sometimes I'll throw my garbage over on my neighbor's property and trick the garbage men into taking it.
They know all the tricks.
I don't know about that.
When they see two together at the same place, they know someone's just brought one over. They're not dummies.
There was a time, which one of you guys did this, where the garbage came and the recycle guys came, and we were talking about Jay Cutler on the show. And whoever it was for the department, sanitation department, left a magazine about Jay Cutler in my recycle bin for me to read. And it was like, Dave, this is eye-opening. You should read this. Oh. It's like, oh, cool.
Didn't somebody leave also a soda on your car?
That was my friend Ross that did that. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. They left it on, they thought it was your car. Or it was
your car. They did leave it on my car.
Yeah, they thought it was my car, but they left it on your car.
They left a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, and you never questioned it. You just took the Dr. Pepper and thought, free soda. I'll drink this.
Oh, what a world.
What a world. What a world. Nothing worse than missing garbage day. That could be a thing of the past because they've invented automated, intelligent, motorized garbage cans. It's called the Smart Can. And you'll never forget trash day again. These cans automatically drive themselves to and from the curb for you. This doesn't do a lot of good to those of you who aren't Darren right now, but take a look at that. It just looks like a garbage can, and it just drives itself to the curb. It waits to get picked up, and then it drives itself back.
Okay, except,
isn't that crazy?
Except we keep our garbage can in the garage.
Mm.
So that thing's going to be bumping up against the cars and
it's not
scratching
good.
Stuff up. And
you don't want that.
Banging up against the garage door to get out.
No thanks. Number four on our top five things. A Russian man is suing Apple because he says that his iPhone turned him gay.
In what way?
Russian man suing Apple saying the iPhone turned him gay. Russian man suing Apple.
Kept showing him ads for Judy.
The man says an anonymous English language message was sent to a cryptocurrency app on his phone in 2017, urging him, quote, "Don't judge without trying." The message was attached to 69 units of something called gay coins, which is an obscure cryptocurrency.
Oh, they have that, huh?
Mm-hmm. There's gay Bitcoin, I guess. So this guy is seeking $15,000 in damages from Apple for allegedly turning him gay. He claims Apple caused him moral suffering and harm to his mental health due to manipulatively pushing him towards homosexuality. According to a complaint published by a Russian radio station, this guy said, quote, "I thought, indeed, how can I judge something without trying it?"
Russian radio station.
And decided to...
Welcome to...
to try
September.
He decided to... he said, how can I try judge something without trying it? And decided to try some same-sex relationships. And after the trial run of some same-sex relationships, he entered into a steady romantic partnership. But he says that he doesn't want this.
Boy, quote, that is effective and targeted advertising. What else are you susceptible to?
He says, I have a steady boyfriend and I don't know how to explain it to my parents. After after receiving this message, my life has changed for the worse and will never be normal again. I can
I don't know that the boyfriend wants to hear that. He's like, hey, wait a minute.
You are only gay for me because of message on iPhone?
Wait a minute.
Wait, baby. Baby, don't talk like this.
Comrade.
Comrade. He says the iPhone is responsible for his gay conversion. He's going to be arguing his case in court later on this month. So that's apparently a thing. I had not thought about it from the point of view of his boyfriend.
Yeah. Hey, whoa.
Hey.
What?
Well, that's a
ruined
dick.
Ruined my life.
That's a dick move. Bro.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five. Rock band Kiss is going to be doing a concert for Great White Sharks.
Well, that makes sense. They're not done?
No.
Hasn't the farewell tour ended?
It's been going on for a decade. 20 years.
At least 20 years, yeah.
Kiss. It's part of a promotion for Airbnb. Kiss will travel.
That part of the movie? Were there sharks in the Phantom?
I don't remember.
Any sharks involved?
I feel like there should have been, but I haven't seen that movie since I was, 4 years old. Part of the promotion, Kiss will travel in November.
You know, it's we've got another opportunity to watch the Paul Lynn Halloween special somewhere.
Now that I'm on board for. Kiss and a group of their fans will travel in separate boats off the coast of Southern Australia. Kiss will stay above board.
Keep the fans away
from me. I don't want to...
Keep the fans away from me. We're traveling in separate
the
boats.
The secret of Kiss is we are in different boats with the fans.
Kiss stays above board on one vessel, and the fans will be lowered beneath the surface of the water from a second boat into a viewing sub in an area known for shark activity.
Uh-huh.
Using underwater speakers, Kiss will begin playing, and the sound will be audible to submerged fans and sharks. Paul Stanley tells the Associated Press, quote, "I was a little taken aback by it, but they explained that the sharks are attracted to low frequencies, and so they're attracted to rock and roll. Since we're going to Australia, it gives a whole new meaning to doing a concert down under."
Boy, I hope that Kiss music doesn't incite sharks.
This
the
is a
feeding frenzy.
First come, first serve event. Cost $50, which is half the price of KISS tickets and even the worst nosebleed sections of their most recent shows.
But it's no threat of sharks cheap. There. Yeah.
Hmm?
No threat of sharks at those concerts for the most part.
That's true. You don't really have to deal with sharks usually at KISS shows. The event will take place in the Indian Ocean off Port Lincoln, South Australia. KISS will be in full makeup and costumes for the performance. And the concert will be four songs.
Mm.
Paul Stanley had this to say, "I'm not sure how much of us the sharks can take. I'm hoping they know rock and roll all night." What?
I don't know if I love or hate your Paul Stanley.
It's pretty dead on. It's pretty dead on. You know it is. Gene Simmons has recovered after having some kidney stones removed, and he should be ready to perform before the Shark
Show.
Now,
how much does he want for those?
Paul Stanley had this to say of Gene Simmons' kidney stone surgery, quote, "I tend to think he just ate some gravel."
You know he's going to be selling those things.
This is what's happening now. Now, can I just throw this out here?
KISS might as well do. Why not?
If you're going to have a band that was big in the back in the day, why not have it be like, oh, I don't know, Great White?
Well,
they can't have a fire underwater.
That's true.
It's the best place for a Great White show. The
safest place.
Fire up all the goddamn fireworks you want, kids. Why not Great White? Maybe have a Shark Island open up. Another 80s band. No, Shark Island opening up for Great White, that makes sense. KISS doesn't really have any songs about sharks, do they?
Not that I know of.
Has there ever been a guy, you've had the demon and the space ace and the crab.
Has there been a shark?
There has to have been a shark at some point.
You would think that one of them will dress up as a shark for this. Or maybe they all have dorsal fins.
It's revealed that they've been sharks this whole time. Now we can reveal our true form. Hello, Australia! That's going to do it for today's Dave and Darren's Top 5
Which
Things.
Which has been brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline.
I don't know if I love or hate your Paul Stanley. The answer is yes.
Just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural, because I don't know if it's Christopher Walken or if
that's
it's...
That's what he sounds like.
Or if it's... who's the character that I'm thinking that it is?
Snagglepuss?
Snagglepuss!
That's what Paul Stanley sounds like.
Enjoy an
Everyone look up Paul Stanley and then tell me how great my impression was.
Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein, a matcha green tea served hot or over ice. It is autumn, so how about falling into a pumpkin pie latte or a chai tea? So try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by all our fine patrons on Podbean.
Oh, you're only the best.
Become one today. If you'd like to reach out to us anytime, 24/7, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Again, it is happy hour each and every workday at Oscar's Pub from 2 till 6, Monday through Friday. $2.50 domestic bottles and wells and $5 glasses of wine.
What if I work on the weekend?
You can still go there on the weekend.
Yeah, but you don't get the deals.
No, there's a deal. Don't you worry about a deal. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscar's Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. And the podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's latest ingredients, fresh cut deli meats and cheeses, and oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, all you sharks. If you see some chum down there, don't be afraid to lick it up. Thank you, whip and kiss. This one's going to sound like word for word. Word for word.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Wind takes